one day in a year they cannot eat, cannot go out or whatever. So okay, it would be a very great risk to play a player who has not been fed normally, especially when you're doing top sport. And he's been brilliant for us, but I'm not going to take a risk for one game to lose him maybe for 6-7 weeks.
Was it an easy decision to make to allow him not to play?
Yeah, he came to me, and I had it last season with a Jewish guy already in Waalst aan Beveren. Okay, I respect that he does it, and that's why we have a squad, and that's why we have Michael Morrison. And okay, Michael will do good for us on Saturday as well.
It's been a brilliant start to the season. What's been the secret to the club's success?
I think there is no secret in football. Everybody needs to work hard. It starts with the staff. Have to prepare the players. I think we've done that physically. We're very strong, and then the players they give everything they have, and whoever is playing, whoever comes on the pitch, they give everything they've got. And I think that's not a secret. That's a fact. If you do that and you give your team some structure, what to do when you have the ball and you lose the ball, you can go far.
So you've mentioned about structure. I mean, what structure have you given? Because no disrespect to some of your predecessors, but results have been very impressive.
Yeah, okay, but I'm not gonna tell the press what my what my structure is. I think you need to ask my players. I think first it starts off the pitch when you give people structure, and they know already a few weeks in advance how the schedule is, when we train, what we do. So we are busy with something, and they know everything about the opponent as well. And I think that's the most important thing, that you give a lot of info to your players so they know what they can expect and they know what they have to do.
You seem to have been able to gel everybody together, and it can't have been easy. You've had some foreign imports, you've got experienced players, you've got younger players. How do you get everybody together and get them right and ready?
You always have some leaders in your team, and I think the leaders they know what to do. And sometimes last international break we went out with the whole team and did something, and I think that's the most important thing. Also had a good week in Spain to gel them together, and I think everybody is enjoying it, and that's the most important thing. Everybody loves working in this environment at this moment. There's a good flow around the team as well, so at this moment we can't be more happy.
Okay, and a little bit about Birmingham, your opponents on Saturday, because you mentioned you went to see Fulham midweek and they got a good result. They seem to be getting things slowly together. Do you think that Birmingham might be able to do that after a game winning against Millwall, your former club?
To be honest, if you can win at the Den with 3-1, I know the atmosphere there, so it's a big result. And okay, if they can do it at Millwall, they can do it at the Valley as well. So I think my players need to be aware that whatever happens, whether we get good or bad results, we still need to work, stick together, and try to get as many points as possible.